Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
On behalf of your children, we worship. On behalf of your husband, we worship. On behalf of your wife, we worship. On behalf of your employees, your employer, on behalf of this nation, we worship. Yes, we worship. My God, you are God alone. You are King, King of Kings. Hallelujah. Head of thy church triumph with a song that plays with joyfully. Can you give them power for me? Please go closer to the microphones. Focus. Come on. In glory and with me at heaven, with blessed and and cry
to the gathering of God's amazing.
Cry out and cry. Can you hold on the backing for me? Thank you. Me, can I sing with you? Oh, me. Thank you. Me, now I see you. Everybody raise your hands. Sing with your voices. The Lord loves your voice. Come on. Me, come on. Oh, me. Me, thou art sing it for the last time. Me, thou art me, thou art oh, me, thou art with your eyes closed, Father, we honor you for this very special morning. Great is your faithfulness. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We do not need the help of anybody to be God. You said in your glory, in the cherubim of glory, upon the mercy seat, we stand here to adore you, extol you, to sublimate you, to bring the highest glory because you share it with no man. And the fact that we are alive and well and blessed while people are, you know, on the sickbed fighting for their lives and crying for another chance to live. Here we are, we're lifting worship and adoration unto you. And that also we are grateful. We are grateful that this pandemic has not swept us away. Your faithfulness endured forever. You are God by yourself. Your provision is amazing, Your Majesty. Your provisions are just amazing. When we think about it, we can never, never comprehend it. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. From this place, Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, to Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM, and all its sister stations, including Sweet Flow in the city of Tamale. We are grateful to God for the opportunity to be on Awake Television and Amansan Television this morning. Good morning to all of you. I would like to bring kingdom greetings to all our friends and lovely brothers and sisters online on YouTube and on Facebook Live and also on podcast. My name is Kofi Odjo. I'm going to be with you from now until we bring the caring now on the service. This service is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. I thank God for your life. And this is Alabaster International Ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. We're transmitting live from Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano. Guys, good morning to all of you. Let me read you our foundation scripture whilst we're also standing. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of the Cider of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of the Cider of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we seek to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. We request to see Jesus. It is a pleasure for us to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. Please focus and get the appropriate scriptures for us to get what we are doing. Please, let's do that clearly. Thank you very much. Having read you that, let me go further and read Luke chapter number 21, verses number 34 to 36. Luke the 21st chapter, the 24th, the 34 to the 36th verses. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you. And a worse for us, a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. If we look at Sempa, focus. That is what I want on the screen, and so that everybody that is listening or watching will be able to, you know, get to what we are doing. You know, Luke chapter number 21, verses number 34 to 36. TV actor Kokobo will say, "Mumhe mumuye na pucha ana ensabro ana enkwemu dajuna wuniema ene hawo anche ni pebi akraso etano amame tumu pufri munsefidi." Will say, "Beba uwa eti asasi meni so it will be anyen once the debia enya huo tini di akani efiniema ebepe nemo." I want you to know them emphatically. Eniema bi ba eniema bi eba iwi asefui muntiye ye ni pasa. So, a sotifuna, won't be a near me beaver, a dear beaver. Coronavirus has hit the world, and governments are so keen to, you know, get populace to be able to get in line and tell people to take coronavirus serious, and yet you don't take God serious. You don't take God serious. You have taken coronavirus serious because you are afraid of death. You don't fear God, but you fear a virus. You do not fear Almighty God and His word, but you can fear a virus. We fear death. Death we fear. We said, put on a mask, and everybody has mask up, including myself. And yet, you cannot put on the whole armor of God. You cannot put on the whole armor of God. And yes, sir. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10. I build up from there. You cannot do this. Yeah. You cannot do this. You cannot. It is so shocking to me when I look at the level of hypocrisy and the level of carnality and the level of all this is shenimo. When I look at it, it really amazes me. You cannot put on the armor of God. Ephesians 6:10. Put it on the screen, let's go. And the Bible said, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. It goes in verse number 11, when the Bible said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, including this virus. If I'm telling you, America, I'm telling the United States of America, look at the new variant that have come to South Africa. If you are looking for the most promiscuous nation in the whole world, full of adultery, full of bloodshed, full of murders, full of corruption. If you are looking on the whole continent of Africa, if you are looking for a nation that is corrupt, that is decayed, if you are looking for a place where God is not revered. If you take out Congo, it is South Africa. A new variant has come, killing my people. Just like that. A variant has come, killing my people. Use the old software for me, please. A variant, a come variant, abuanua, or your virus, or no, wasakra ne ho. What is a kotoko? Yeah. Wishia kotoko, it will read it. You are not going to see that it is as violent as it is. Initially, we're going to see where she abuabi keke. Nase provokino in its way. Nasu pija pija na prenina. Baby, a wujina no otua. A bewo minim. A bewo wa ushinim. A bewo wo until you die. And then the more you are killing, the more it is coming. So when we say variants, you know, the variety. This is why the Bible said, all good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of light, in whom is no variableness. That word variant comes from the word variableness, or no shadow of ten. When you mean to mean, you know, no, God is not that. God, there is no wavering in God. There is no wavering in whom is no variableness, no shadow of turning. In other words, God does not change. You know, He said, I remain the same, and you, the sons of God, sons of men, are not consumed. I am the same God, the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. The same God that is loving yesterday, I am the same. The same God that is loving today, kind, favorable, honorable, compassionate, merciful, is the same God yesterday. But I'm reminding you that the same God is also a judge. The same God that judges His people yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that punished Nebuchadnezzar was the same God that struck Herod in the book of Acts, and within just 1 minute, 1 minute, 60 seconds, and he tethered Yasa, he was gone. Decomposed, the same God. He's still the same. I'm reminding you know the nations that God is still the same. God is still the same that opened up the heavens and also the earth and swallowed up 33,000 people in one day. Don't forget, and you know it is so sad. We'll be catching us a train now. The people don't are not afraid, and yet they can hold the Bible and say that I swear that the evidence that I shall give in this court is the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and they lie under oath. They lie under oath. I pledge through faith and allegiance that I will protect, defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana, that I will do right to all manner of persons. Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting. Repentance. Repent! Repent. That is the only thing we seek from you. Repentance. To so many people, this voice hates people. To so many people, this voice doesn't like this government. When you speak like this, they feel you are an enemy. But I'm telling you, instead of looking at a human being, I'm presenting to you two things. The message and the messenger. There is a message that God is sending across the whole of the body of Christ, and they will have to hear it. Whether you like it or not. You be dear. God somehow is even dear. What is it? What is it saying? One young man was driving, he's getting promotion at work, everything is moving lovely for him, he's doing brilliantly well. Can you take it? Come and get your position. Come, doing brilliantly well and all that. And then suddenly he had, you know, returned from a restaurant, he was just driving out. Instantly, the Holy Spirit just shook the guy. And then he started suffocating. He was dying instantly. He's driving. And then they parked the car. You know, somebody took the wheel. We didn't just at that time, his spirit, he could see that he was going. Interestingly. Before they rushed the young man into this place, his spirit was already gone. Instantly, he was in heaven. And then you realize that what we are doing here is not a joke. He saw heaven for himself. We have been preaching to you. You don't want it. The Holy Ghost will preach to you himself. Yeah, I'm talking to you. There are things that I don't understand. Bring back Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 12 from this time. And let us build. It said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand the wiles. Verse number 12. He goes further and say categorically, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In the next verse, he said, and Father, therefore, take unto you the whole armor. The second time, wear the armor of it, put it on. Look at how emphatically that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. There is an evil day. There is an evil day that the prime minister of Italy will cry like a baby. You will see too many dead bodies to your amazement and to your surprise. There is a day. There is a day. Evil day. There is a day. There is a day. There is a day. If everybody should wash their hands, and we are washing our hands, and we are cleaning our hands, because we are afraid of a pandemic. We are washing our hands, but we cannot wash our hearts. We are washing our hands and we cannot wash our heart. We are sanitizing our hands and we cannot sanitize our motives. We are deadly, wicked, deadly. The conscience is dead. Now, when we sin, We do not even have the remorsefulness and the repentant heart anymore, because now we are used to the whole system. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 20, the Bible said categorically, he said, woe unto them that call evil good and they call good evil. And he said, woe unto them that put darkness for light and light for darkness, and woe unto them that put bitter for sweet and sweet as bitter. He goes into verse number 21 and said, woe are those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Ladies and gentlemen, woe unto them that are mighty in drink. I challenge you, why don't you give that to your children? You pay your children's school fees and they go to school and they become parliamentarians, and you open a factory that is producing answer for madam. Is that what you mean? I'm told, why don't you give it to your children? If it is a good day, wouldn't you? And say, no more could they cheer for, because that's the more, you know. And once we are talking about these things, it's really, I mean, you may be seated in the presence of God, enjoy the rest of the service. You know, I am looking at something in a tremendous move and fashion, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not something that any man should be joking with. I build up on this particular morning, and I'm saying this to everybody who is listening. You know, BB, there is something. There are going to be some eschatological events that are coming. And this is why Jesus, in Matthew chapter 4, verse number 17, was telling humanity. It was his first message that was preached, and absolutely the entire message. He said, you know, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He is preaching repentance and the kingdom at the same time. Because I'm reminding you that we are still pilgrims and strangers on earth. And I'm reminding you that we don't have a permanent place or a continuing city in this place. Don't be deceived by the deceitfulness of riches. Do not love the world, nor the things that are in it. Yeah, because if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in that person. And everything that is in the world, it is not of the Father, but of this world. And this world is passing away. But he that doeth the will of God the Father, the Bible said, will abide forever. Let me go further and even tell you some few things. Let me tell you, where you live don't make you any better person. What you drive don't make you any better person. I don't know how many times I shall let you understand this categorically clear. You know, what you eat, the kind of friends you keep, don't make you any better person. There is something coming that one day. Hey! Anything that you have accumulated and gathered. You know, when I watch the funeral of His Excellency President Rawlings, I will use opportunity to one more time commiserate with our mother, the former First Lady, Nana Kunedu Ajiman Rawlings. I want to say, Mommy, the Lord will take care of you and be your companion and your friend at this very trying moment. And I will want to also commiserate with their children and the entire family. But I'm watching the funeral and it really excites me. The former president is a lover of these antiquated vehicles, you know, antique cars, all type of cars, Jaguars and all these kind of, you know, the old ones, you know, the old models. And the old models, they believe are the classic ones. Now, all those ones are packed in his garage. And if nobody wants it, it's going to be there until it rusts, where rust and moth and thieves break in and go and steal. And then you will realize that vanity, all is vanity. Everything is vanity. In fact, the church will not tell you this, but I have told you the mind of God. Vanity, it is vanity. You park a Range Rover and feel you are the dawn, you are dust. You are dust. You are dust. Hallelujah. Yeah, you are air. You are empty air. I'm talking to you. You are empty air. You are breath. You are like vapor. You are like a flower that appears in the morning and withers in the evening. Your time is limited. And whilst I'm telling, you know, the world is, I'm telling you, the God that you see very nice is also a dangerous God. I'm saying this clearly to you. It will amaze you. It will shock you. The things that are coming. Somebody is saying, if God is love as you think and as you are saying, why is it that God has allowed people to die all over the world? Nonsense. Nonsense. The Bible said God has created man perfectly, but the men have sought out many, many inventions. You go and blame climate change on God. You go and blame, you know, environmental degradation and pollution and environmental all kinds of things onto God. You go and blame it on God. You are very interesting people. When I look at the things that go on, Galamse is still going on even more than before. And soldiers are with guns protecting people that are doing Galamse and that they are in the bush. What try, Umbeku? What try? They will kill you. I'm telling you. And this goes on. I'm telling. So you have one, Opa T. Opa Shenanso. Sikano, ebeba wansem, but wintimi nina kutu muda. I'm telling every man in the unit, bring the camera, let me speak to them. Do some fool, as if you are above the law. I'm telling the soldiers, mo amako guyu de mo hone galamse for na ibako. Obia peni mubia wogana ya mutu galamse mano mekamechera o. One hour says he's of Isa. The judgment of God is coming after you. The ambition kwasi ya wunua mu wunua mosi nyami ya fremono itimi ya mwangwa. Namakin said there is an executive order against illegal mining. I thought that there was an executive order. Where be ya? And I joined the Baptist preaching here in Trinity. We are prepared for you. Any day, anytime, anywhere, we are prepared for you. But God will judge you. I said, God, bring the camera. God will judge you. God will judge you. He will judge you. He will judge you. He will judge you. Look at a miserable country like this one, and people are looting it left and right and left and right. Why was someone so near Juma? Why was someone in here? Why was someone bear me? Wouldn't you want to bear me? Be more. Bings are sorry, and I drew an artiada and mepio. I'm talking to you. Tia, God will give you evidence. God will give you. Oh, sorry, I'm not going to watch here. You will know there is an evidence. I'm talking to you. Talking to you. Attention, Ninja Juma, Peripari, Yanya Juma, Nokura Nyajuma, Edipen Surunyame, Muamotia Sondemaha, Ebiwaha, we don't fear God, Usurunyami and Kaltiminu Kunukasa, anyhow, and Kabumukuno, because in a Juma say, and you behave like a mad woman to your husband, because old Chema, the Wawoskika, and because hell, hop, pain, wall. I'm talking to you. Hear what I'm saying? Hell, a pain, wall. A pain, wall. No fear of God. You in the preachers. That's all for you, Kura. Do you know what Timintias here? Timintias here. We call people our spiritual children, spiritual daughter, spiritual son. How do you sleep with a spiritual daughter? Obi Awaya was spiritual daughter. How do you sleep with a spiritual daughter? How can you impregnate a spiritual daughter and take church money, God's money? Oh God, help me. There are people sitting in our churches who need just 300 cities as capital. They need 200 as capital. Yet, they don't get it. And we give money to people we have impregnated to go and abort. And it is coming from the altar of God. And I'm telling you that before the coming of the Christos, there will be purging, cleansing. There will be a cleanup which is already ongoing. God is cleaning his house. God is cleaning the pulpit. I can't understand. You know, God is cleaning his house. I'm telling you, God is cleaning his house. He will wash your mind. He will wash your heart. He will clean, he will detox you from hatred and bitterness and unforgiveness and jealousy and peevishness and envying. Yeah, he will purge you from covetousness. God will do that. Yeah, he will purge you from an evil eye. What you mean? This is what I'm saying. God will do that. The Lord himself will do that. And yet they cannot talk. And you call yourself, oh, of course, Jimmy. I'm telling you, when you're me, I'm a summer. Which one is that? Which logic is that? Which logic is that? I look at Mama Comfort and I said, Mommy, I don't like her. She resents me. And I am preaching sweating. What is the essence of that? People come here, they're looking for food to eat. They cannot even afford one meal. And I am in color screaming, yelling. And I tell those people, we cannot help you. What is the essence of that Christianity? I don't understand that. Why is it that, you know, a man can be married to a woman and they are living their lives nicely? Why does the man get enthused and excited chatting with another woman somewhere when your wife is in your under your roof and you cannot talk to your wife and you are chatting with other people out of everybody? I wish your husband came, but don't worry, we will send a video to his phone and it will be when I catch your husband TV, you know, I'm talking to them. You will hear. You repent or perish. I'm telling you the mind of God. Clap those for your heads. When I look carefully at the things that are coming into this world, it shocks and amazes me at, you know, some of the few things that goes on in the scriptures. I'm looking at Jeremiah chapter 51, and when I look up from verse number 44, the Bible talks about a punishment that is coming on Babylon. Now, Babylon is not only a location or a city. Babylon, ladies and gentlemen, is also a system. A system like Jezebel is a system. The Jezebelic system is also a similitude like the Babylonish system. Now, Babylon, the Bible said, Jeremiah chapter number 51 and verse number 44. When you look clearly at this text of the Bible, I am looking at it in photocop. Can we have the scripture, please? Jeremiah 51 and verse number 44. Oh, there is no 44. So, what's happening to us? Hallelujah. The Bible said, I will punish Baal in Babylon. and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up. And the nations shall not flow together anymore unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Now, I'm looking at this, and it excites me and enthuses me, because in verse number 7 of that same chapter, Jeremiah chapter number 51, and verse, if you read from verse number 7, the Bible is making something very emphatically clear. He said, Babylon has been a golden cup in the hands of the Lord, and has made the whole earth to be drunken, and the nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. Was a Babylon, yeah. Nyamisem sika kruwa, ema amana maini na anunum ni insanibi. Iriasi na anunum ni insanibi nti ema amana maino apu botam. And you know, when you talk about a dime of Amana Manua, it goes very clear. Now look at verse 8. He said, Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed all of her, and take balm for her pain, for so be she may be healed. And in verse number 9, the Bible says, and can you perse, and can you say Babylon, yadie, and so answer, we would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Now, let me do an exegetical interpretation of the scriptures to you. There is coming some things upon the earth. And this particular scripture that I read is exactly, the meaning or connotation or implication in Revelation chapter 18 from verse number 1, 2, and 3 up to verse number 5. Revelation chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The Bible was talking about something very serious. He said, he has fallen. Babylon has fallen. And then he said, my people, come out of her. Do not, you know, be involved with her transgression, so that you will get her punishment. In other words, there is a punishment that is coming upon the systems of this world. Jesus is coming back again sooner than you think. I want to remind the church and remind the world that Christ is coming back again. We need to be able to understand the cause that works with it. Jesus is coming back again. There are things that will precede his coming, and those things are not kind. Pandemic to a year by I thought America was a great and a very mighty nation, very powerful. Look at the way they have become vulnerable in the face of this pandemic. They are wobbling and shaking as, you know, a headless chicken. Dying in numbers. God has made the wisdom of men foolishness. Very interesting. When you read Romans chapter 1 from verse number 21, the Bible says, and even though they know God, they do not honor him as God, and they do not love or worship or serve him. And therefore, their mind have become darkened. Yeah, the true Bible says, you know, God is bringing the wisdom of this world and making his foolishness, because even the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, don't just come and sit here and listen to preaching. The word that is coming to you, the time has come for you to repent and align yourself with the will of God, for he cometh quickly with his reward to give unto every man according to their works. God will judge your marriage. God will judge it. You're very interesting. Sometimes you are looking, you know, and looking at children in the church, and people are saying hello, 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 and yet the children are your husband's children. You are in a church with your husband, and there is a lady in the church who has children, and you don't know that those children are your husband's children. God will judge that. I'm talking to you. You better repent then. You know, I look at the way people are hiding behind the grace of God and fooling. Jimmy, and that will be Jinny and me and him. I've been who says, I would Jimmy. Yeah, Munkosunyimi. Legongel near Toka, man, or no, them, the Jumai and Ahemo, you know, and there are no corner bar. And young girls are walking around and they are selling ice water, and we cannot even help them with a startup capital. And we have girls, leaders of this nation, some of them travel, and we have girls that service them. I'm talking to you. State protocol from the embassies. The chairman, Anna with the Filipino phone about why? At the expense of this nation. Same. This nation is paying for mistress services. Don't talk nonsense. Let me tell you, it was in this same nation that the Minister of State traveled to the United States of America without his wife, and at the expense of this nation, slept with a woman without condom. And the conference they were attending was an HIV conference. Moshare. Sabaya Wanka said, you do what them Isaiah 1 verse 5 or so was jare. Isaiah 1 5 or so was jare. Ujare. You are sick. The heart is the head is sick, the heart is feeble. I'm going to be closing, but I want to talk to you. Repent. Fire. The people who sang the ancient songs sang from the Bible because they had a message. They sang from the Bible because they had a message. Our people sing a lot of nonsense. You know, look at many, many gospel musicians in this country, your so-called people, and then look at their first album and compare it to their current album. You will look at the level of backsliding. What she has said, I'm telling you. Who is on the thing? Please focus. Hallelujah. Timima will be you know this song that you know when I'm in my main cross so mature will when I'm go Paul will soon I'm in me who. Psalm 25, verse 1 to 5. That is the whole song. Jatabruwa is one of the most popular choral songs that has been ever written. And the whole song is Psalm 34, the whole psalm. And Crawford, dear, be nimble, be on coffee free. I mean, they're crossing in Yamia, be family, be in Yamia, Yame. You're singing a me, oh, Bressa. You will, oh, Bressa. Yamia, can I make a chalet? And in Yamia, I'm a shell, Louis Vuitton shoe. Insane, Wuno. And I'm you to me, Yamia, Mamma, Yako. Mujare, Mr. Mujaria. Mujare! Until you repent, you will never see the glory of God. I feel the atomonin tokwe hunu, and in zimunu. Mongo zongo. When you're a home, when you're a home. Awaudi egu monnyene ho ofie sai monnyene ho menim wan kama kwaura de nim midiso medebna bo medekwajom e kwaura de nim se wa wiye mobro hunu fo ne domfo gbadomie bashamie baby awufa mi free take me back to where I first believe take me back to where I first believe, and come the soul, and come into Maria see Muno, Maria see Timuno, and come here, the soul, Coebra dear. And you were near him, Tammy, and you woman Frimiso, Mahon, then say Yami, and come a Coebra dear. Mungos in Yimmy, Mungos in Amunyimmy, or a hini and a bomb and a moving woman, sir. This answer will be intimate in Casanchemo, no will be intimate in Tiamunti, and why someone numb to say in Naya in her form. I'm telling you! And there will be a in an uncle for Cassia for finding them and talk nonsense that you and nobody needs a spiritual father. It is this generation is not accountable to anybody, we don't account to anybody, we are our own bosses. On the day of trouble, you will fall alone and you will perish alone. Yeah, the Bible said two are better than one because they have a reward for their labor, and if one falls, one will uphold the other. Yeah, a threefold cord is not easily broken. And that is why I'm telling you, leader, Messimenya Sofwa and Kameko Alabasta. Semenya Sofwa, Kalabasta and Mekwanso. And Kawukunute, Hania Kenya, and some Nabu Tibi, Nanko de Bobra, no de Fa. And a Jamanino at Tena Comaso, a hand tie commander, prim, Yayin Tibin Casanchino, and Tias here that Jesus is coming again, and he is the reason why the Lord died. That we have rejected the love of God. Rejected the love of God. I don't want to talk about your preachers. You know, I don't want to talk about it. And sometimes when you talk about it, it feels like, you know, it is insubordination and it crossing the lines. But I will never forget certain scriptures. You know, honor your father and mother is not only your biological parents. You know, and I will never forget that. And you are a trenton. It's one thing. I will never forget that. I will never forget to humble yourself in the sight of God. And in due time, he will exalt you. I will never forget Romans chapter number 13, that all flesh should be subject to the authority that is set by God, for there is none authority except that which has been set by God. I will not forget that the Lord, you know, showed mercy to the humble and resist the proud. I will not forget altar. I will not forget that promotion coming from, you know, God from above. It does not come from the east or from the west, but coming from God who, you know, lifts up one and says down another. I will not forget all these scriptures. I will not even forget, you know, that honor is the highest seed every man will sow. But I will also not forget the opportunity to tell everybody who is listening to me, Malachi chapter 2, verse 6, verse 7, verse 8, and verse 9. Especially verse 9. Father, for in idiom of papa at a defita no yemfendibone. Inidiye kwanso. Inidiye kwanso. Sata di fitano, papa. Sebi na fata bako. Diata di edinse. Uno opro yansa. I'm telling you. Ini anuma. Abeba banano idiye. I don't want to talk about them. Senka me pesa me kawa mwa semwa. Kameka achiromo se. Dear mo ye no nina temu woho. Ya. Minimu mubebrea kamidi suni a hunu ube kunya mi and himsema hui asepija mibi. I rather do that instead of going to join these groups, these secret groups, we can make you rich. There is nothing for free except the grace of God. I'm closing. Oh, you can clap those hands. We'll be kind of crying. I bet you know. Yeah, poopo, any other non poopo, many children, you know, Ijawa, no, I come on what to. I'm a young woman to me when I'm with my toka, normally a vetcher. I'm with my poo be, I'm discovered because you be so known from now. I come on to. And that is why all the crazy stuff going on in Uganda and all the African countries goes on impunity to the highest level. People can do things and get away with it just like that. This same Uganda from the days of Idi Amin, and look at that particular thing. A pregnant woman is walking by the road. Soldier stops a pregnant woman and said, "You are hiding a bomb." She said, "I'm not hiding a bomb, I'm pregnant." She said, "No." They said, "No problem. We will cut your stomach open and check whether it is a bomb or a baby." Interestingly, baby oozes out. That level of wickedness. And I'm sitting here telling you that you will have double portion to America. Nonsense. We don't do that. The word of God is truth. Preach in truth and integrity. Theory Americano. It will either end in heaven or in hell. What I'm doing right now, I may end up in heaven or in hell. Therefore, I don't have to joke with it. Whatever you are doing in this life, you will end up in heaven or hell. I am talking to you. Therefore, this is the time to fear God and obey his commandments. Fear God. Fear God. And obey his commandments. Timu ya Christopher ni. Mu ya sure samu ya Christopher. Ya chuma timu si mu ya sure samu ya Christopher. Mu amwa na mnimo kasei. E chama ya timu si mu ya sure samu ya Christopher. Huh? Boys here, why? Pono egumu phone si. Mu ya sure samu ya Christopher. Achukun be ma ma be ma ho ayikuru eti ya no pay ehun shishu o sire nyame se wonye wadum na kuro ni ngo moya krisofo de moya chia se o tai do do wey moya krisofo ha moya chia se moya krisofo Nyachum Ludwe, Muya Shia, some of your Christopher. Would permit the 200 Emma hairdresser for Uti, Awayama, 300. Now with the one city of Betunya, so we are Christoni. We are sure, so we are Christoni. Malachi 1:6. Malachi 1:6. A son honored his father, a slave his master. The Bible said, if I am a father or a master, where is my fear? And if I am a father, where is my honor? And then he goes to verse 7. Very interesting how he puts it. He said, you offer polluted bread on my altar. And you say, wherein have we polluted thee? And that ye say that the table of the Lord is contemptible. Look at verse number 8. Very interesting. He said, go and offer that same sacrifice. He said, if you offer a blind sacrifice, is it not evil? If you offer a lame and a sick, is it also not evil? Go and offer that same thing to your governor. Fakoma abai. Seneni bejongwa. There is a difference between tithing and first fruit. First fruit is your first and best for the whole year. Normally, January is the month of first fruit. The first fruit, categorically, some people can even go to the extent of sacrificing their whole salary to the Lord. It depends on whatever anybody's understanding and level of faith teaches them. People don't even care about this first fruit business. Whatever it is we don't, we are not interested. And this is the kind of Christianity Because anything that God is doing in this end time to honor his people, the devil has attacked it. Including tithing, including marriage, including the holy things of God. We have removed the daily sacrifices and brought the abomination of desolation that, you know, brings contempt. Yeah. Matthew chapter 24, verse number 15. Yeah. Ebusudia. Echiwadia. Ebomai. And only a dear, this year, you debia for the bonnet hole. Any idea, chewadia, ebomai, you know, about Abishan and I. And that is what we have. I'm going to close and I'm going to ask everybody who is watching me today, Kofi from Royal House, Kofi, the worshiper, is in the house. He should have led praise and worship, but he came in late, so we will let him minister. His new album is out and it's beautiful. It's on YouTube, and I'm using this August platform to promote it. It was done together in a collaboration with the AG1, Apostle General 1. I salute you, Papa, in Jesus' name, together with the Premier Lady, Mama Rita. Let me use the opportunity to thank God for the life of my mother, Christiana Do Tete. Yesterday, we went to Ada with a barrage of an entourage of great ministers of God and of the gospel to commemorate 10 years of Mama's mother, Mama's passing. Mama died 10 years ago, so we went to Ada to commemorate the 10 years. And Mama has asked me this morning to specially thank everybody who drove all the way, the entourage that came from the AG1, Pastor Papa, Kranchankran, the team that came, the team from Precious Seed, the team from Alabaster, the team from Breakthrough Prayer, the team from Eagle's House, all the teams that came, all Mama's sons and daughters, we are grateful to you. My mother says, I should say a big God bless you to all of you. May the Lord bless you. Those of you who couldn't come but, you know, prayed with us and send you sacrifice whatsoever, we are grateful. May the Lord bless all of you in Jesus' precious name. I'm going to be wrapping up, and Tuesday we are going to have a very special Bible study, and I'm teaching on the concepts of eternal life and tithing, eternal life and first fruits this particular Tuesday. But the great news, ladies and gentlemen, is that on this Wednesday, from this Wednesday, we are starting our 10 days fasting and prayer at Forest Empire Bokesie, 10 days fasting and prayer at the Achimota Girls Guide training camp, 8 o'clock every morning until the only day that is not, we're not having a service is Sunday. Saturday morning we'll be there, and it's morning 8 to 11. If you work for the government, don't come. You can come on Saturday. If you work in a corporate environment, you can come on Saturday. We are hosting some lovely men of God and women of God to join us whilst we're fasting and whilst we're praying. Most of the things that are happening, the Bible said we should watch and pray that we will be counted worthy to escape it. And therefore, I invite you to come and let us seek the Lord together in Jesus' name. Before I pray for this nation as a very passionate assignment the Lord has granted me, I am going to use the opportunity. You want to join us for our offerings? The numbers are going to be on your screen. Use it. The name on 0592296667 is Alabaster House Chapel. Use it, and the Lord will bless you in Jesus' precious name. I want you to know that we will not wait until Easter to tell you that Jesus died for you. I will not wait for that. I cannot wait to tell you in Easter when we say the seven words of Christ on the cross. Nipanwa wo read, you know. Aye, quack doctor wo tunyense. O read the first lesson. Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they are doing. What kind of generation is this? A dear man generation. What generation is this one? You can be proud and say that my child is a virgin. But the child knows. That ni bibi e gojo. I tell you, don't leave your children at home when you are coming to church. I am going to repeat it. Television will do your job for you. The internet will do your job for you. Very soon, your children will be pulling a gun and pointing it on your head. The reason of Christian homes are gone. Let's meet together and pray. It is no more. A family kneel down before the Lord and pray together. It is no more. Now we are talking nonsense like there is no God. And God is in heaven. And yes, we are for Jimmy, you know, so. 2 Peter 3. He says it in a very nice way. Verse 9. When you're in Chenabo, you said you move you and say, Echeno. One person, he is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And you say, Jimmy of Waso, he has given you time, space to repent. Look at verse 10. And he talks about the day of the Lord, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. There is a young banker who passed on 2 weeks ago from this pandemic in our country. Young man, 40-something years. The guy was just becoming this pandemic. For that man, the day of the Lord has come. I'm talking to you. Fear God and obey his commandments. Jesus is your Lord. This is the time to take him serious. He will judge you. John 5:22. Let me finish up with Hebrews chapter number 2 and verse number 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? which was first spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. How can we escape? How can we escape? If we neglect the love of God, great salvation. Turn to somebody and tell the person, be truthful, be sincere, be real. Yeah, be real. There are too many fake. Be real. They arrested some doctors in Accra or Mejuma, your abortions. They don't have license like most of these people. They don't have license. And they are still working. Yeah. People are cutting people's breasts, putting a metal or the womb. Now, no for pumping up your bejina. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Onyame any medini. We are the 2 cities about to alter so. We turn away here, no, 150 million. 200 million. God will judge you. I'm talking to you. God will judge you. Can you stretch your hands and let's pray for Ghana? Your hands are here. And Father, as your people are praying for interceding for this nation, I ask for forgiveness on behalf of the nation. I ask for the innocent bloodshed that have stained our national integrity and stained the flag and stained the ideals and convictions of our fathers. I pray for forgiveness. I pray that you will forgive this nation. I pray that you will forgive the cruelty, the injustice. I pray that you will forgive the impunity. I pray that you will forgive, you know, the unfairness. Yeah, the unfairness in this country. Forgive the wickedness that is being perpetrated in this nation. Forgive, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And heal our land. Heal our land. Our land is sick. Heal our land. Heal us from and purge us from all the wickedness that come against and all that are being executed in this land. Heal our land. I give you thanks and praise, and I'm asking for your hand of blessing upon Ghana. I'm praying for His Excellency the President, as your word has prescribed that we make intercession for all leaders. I pray for His Excellency that you will grant him the wisdom, the grace, the focus, the discipline, the fear of God to be able to administer governance, oh God, in this particular term of his office. I pray in the name of Jesus, may he be surrounded with men that fears you, and men, may you find a way to eliminate everybody from around the president who does not have kingdom mind and does not have this nation at heart. Eliminate looters from around the president. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will bring men with a heart for their nation. You will bring them to His Excellency. I pray, oh God, it does not necessarily have to be the people from His Excellency's party. Oh God, send him helpers. Send him helpers. As you revealed yourself to King Ahasuerus, reveal yourself to His Excellency Nanado. Show yourself. We come against witchcraft, enchantment, divination, sorcery. We come against every strange altar that is chanting for the heart and the mind of our president. We come against all that wizardry in Jesus' name. And we pray that you liberate this nation from this slum we find ourselves in. Give us the mind to build and the mind to develop. Grant the people of Ghana repentance, a change of heart, a change of mind. Let them know that nobody will do it for us. Yaninisi Montene Sonia ye wida na malaria bane kuya ya ni kuya hon. So teach us to number our days that our hearts will be applied to extreme wisdom. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You don't know Christ, that you can clap your hands for the Lord. You don't know Christ as Savior. This morning, I'm going to ask you, wherever you are, to place your hand on your chest and say, Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. The Lord bless you. We love you. From all of us here in Alabaster International Ministry, we're reminding you that our fasting and prayer is starting on Wednesday, 1st and Bible Cuss here. 10 days fasting and prayer. We're starting, God willing, on Wednesday, 8 a.m. Don't miss it at the Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp. And also on Tuesday, we'll see you all in the presence of God in Jesus' name. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs become automatic. May the Lord bless you and keep all of you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.